Hello everyone, here is Ricardo Vargas and this is the 5 Minutes Podcast. And today I will talk about the new PMP exam. But before we begin, I want to make something very clear. This episode, combined with the other 700 episodes I have already recorded, is not sponsored by anyone. It's not sponsored by PMI and any other entity, okay? I'm speaking on my behalf. Okay, and I'm simply sharing my personal opinion based on more than 25 years as a PMP and on following the evolution of our profession since I earned the certification back in 1999. And also, I want just to stress one point. I'm not in the certification business. I do not sell PMP preparation course. I have never written about passing the PMP exam and certifications are not my business. Okay, this allows me to speak freely with complete independence on what I think about the exam, okay? Over the past few weeks, I have seen many videos, articles, and social media posts claiming that the PMP exam has completely changed. Something even suggested that everything people learned before is now obsolete and that project managers must start from scratch. In my opinion, that is a significant exaggeration. Let me start with the first point. The exam has changed. And that is exactly what should happen. In fact, I would be worried if it had not changed. The world has changed, project has changed, organizations have changed. Today we deal with artificial intelligence, distributed team, agile approach, digital products, sustainability, and business environment that moves much faster than the pace of few years ago. If the profession evolves, the certification must evolve as well. And that's not a problem. It's a sign that the certification remains relevant. And my second point is that many people seem surprised because the exam is becoming even more focused on real-life situations and less on memorization. But the PMP has never been a memorization exam. For years, I have said that memorization process, inputs, tools, and outputs has never been enough to become a successful project manager. And I did this in all my PMBOK videos that I have published on YouTube. So today, that's even more obvious. The exam is trying to understand how you think, how you analyze a situation, how you make decisions, how you solve conflicts, how you lead people, and how you deliver value. That is exactly what project managers do every single day on their jobs. And the third point may be the most important one. I have heard the people saying that the latest PMBOK guide has made all previous editions irrelevant. I completely disagree. The PMBOK guide has evolved, but evolving does not mean throwing away everything that came before. I earned my PMP certification in 1999. If that logic were true, then I should no longer know how to manage projects. Did risk management disappear? Did stakeholder communication suddenly become irrelevant? Did planning stop being important? Of course not. The fundamentals remain exactly the same. We still need to plan, we still need to lead, we still need to manage risks. We still need to communicate, and we still need to deliver results. The context is what changed. The tools have evolved. The profession is more mature today, but the principles remain incredibly valuable. And the same happens in every single profession. A physician who graduated 30 years ago does not throw away everything they learned because a new technology appears. They continue learning, adapting, and building on their experience. And project management is no different. So my advice for anyone preparing for the PMP exam is very simple. Stay current. Learn about new topics. Understand artificial intelligence, value delivery, leadership, and decision making. But don't panic because someone says that everything has changed. Because it hasn't. Great project management is still about critical thinking, adaptability, leadership, communication, and delivering results, period. The exam has simply evolved to better reflect that reality. And in my opinion, this is good news for our profession. Let's think about that. I hope you enjoyed this episode and see you next week with another 5 Minutes Podcast.